This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the cafe. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your workday. So tell your next-door neighbour, your friends, and even your dad to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm Macca. Here's Tass.
Thanks, Macca. Macca, we've just had the Attorney General on the phone. Jacqueline Symes has just called in. Good morning to you, Jacqueline.
Morning, Tass. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time. What we really wanted to do this morning was to publicly acknowledge the work that you've done in helping to navigate what we think is a absolutely, you know, critical bit of legislation to help and protect our community. The Conversion Practices Bill, which is now legislation. So thank you.
Oh, look, it's such a pleasure. It was such a proud moment for our government to pass those laws. But to be honest, it's just my job. That's what I'm there to do. The real thanks goes to the survivors, the campaigners, and the LGBTI community who have been fighting for these laws and needed the validation of these laws to finally pass. I'm sorry it's overdue, and I'm sorry a lot of people had to endure that unnecessary debate for something that's really quite simple.
Jacqueline, and sorry, Tass tells me I should call you attorney, but I'm going to hope you'll indulge me.
I keep looking around when people call me attorney.
We also need to congratulate you on your appointment which we haven't done publicly. So congratulations on being appointed as the Victoria's Attorney General.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It's a great honour.
You've got a big legislative agenda, Jacqueline. One of them, look, there's a whole lot of really socially important and progressive legislation coming through. This bill, in so many ways, it's not just a big reset, it's groundbreaking. And when we were speaking earlier with Rowellen, the Commissioner for LGBTIQ Communities, she talked about some of the education that we now need to undertake and how important that is. And I also said that, you know, this legislation is now law, but before any prosecutions or anything could happen as a result of it, there is actually a process. The Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission has a very strong role to play. And then ultimately, if there is a prosecution, it has to go through the DPP process. So there's a whole range of things that the DPP do before they actually proceed. So there are a lot of checks and balances, aren't there? It's not just, you know, what people fear, that, you know, people are going to be prosecuted and locked up for some of...
Exactly. It's exactly right. It's the messaging in this bill is its strongest attribute. It really sets out that these practices don't work. They're harmful. You know, they're more than just offensive. But because of the way we've established the legislation and because of the role of Verioc, there is an opportunity to have conversations about these. It's really important that we have a really broad definition of what change and suppression practices are or conversion therapies are. But we want to make sure we have an opportunity to prevent these practices before they become more serious. So it's a great opportunity to talk to everybody about what the laws do, and particularly for those organisations that had some resistance, had some objections. This is the year for them to realise that this is not a target at your religion, at your practices. It's about outlawing inappropriate practices targeted at the LGBTI community.
Jacqueline, we weren't there on Thursday night, but Macca and myself
were watching on live stream
online in our own living rooms. But what was the mood like in Parliament House when the division was called?
Relief. It was not a nice debate to go through. As I said, it's my job. I'm the vessel to ensure that this gets prosecuted through the Parliament. In a way, with the COVID restrictions, we would ordinarily have had a lot of supporters in the gallery, and those, when you pass legislation that means so much to certain communities, that can be very, very emotional. So I felt a lack of that, but I knew that there were so many people watching the live stream, and so I guess relief that it was done, but absolute pride and joy for those that were watching that I know this meant so much to.
If I can ask, Jacqueline, one of the things that Tass and I have spoken about a lot on air, and I know Anna Brown and others, is some of the religious exemptions in the Equal Opportunity Act, which I've got to say have stuck in my craw for a very long time. That old saying, no taxation without representation. I say no representation without taxation. That, you know, perhaps we need to put these organisations on an equal footing. But
yeah, as you would know, Maka, we have attempted to address those issues a number of times, and I'm certain that that issue hasn't gone away.
It's not going away. I just wanted, you know, make a little note. I know you will have anyway.
That's your point of advocacy, Maka.
That's my point of advocacy.
Noted, Maka, definitely.
Look, we're going to let you go, Jacqueline, because I know, you know, you got a lot on today.
And you're also juggling your own family.
Your own family,
all that sort of stuff.
But, you know...
No, I appreciate that. I do. I'm so grateful to come on and say hi. I'd love to come on more often. I haven't
you are
been
very welcome.
We'd love that. We'd love that.
And I do thank you for being so flexible. Yes, I've got my... my kids are fine. Like, they're like self-sufficient, 8 and 9, but I'm looking after a 13-month-old and a 3-year-old, and oh, my God, I've forgotten how hard it is.
So what would you rather, the 9-month-old and the 13-month-year-old, or negotiating with the opposition?
Oh, that's a tough call, mate. Give me the baby. Give me the baby.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, some might say there's a lot of similarity. I might say. Look, I want to thank you. This legislation has passed under you as Attorney General. There's a lot more to come, but this is something we will all remember, and I know in your career this is something that you'll always remember. You did say you're just doing your job, but you know what? It's a tough gig. You've done it. It's passed. It will always have your name against it in the register. So congratulations and thank you.
Thank you so much, Maka. I certainly would like to acknowledge the former Attorney General,
yes,
Bill Hennessy, and of course Martin Foley, the Minister for Equality, who got this bill to where it needed to be, but absolute great honour to be the Attorney General in a progressive state to deliver laws like this, and that is the first bill I've passed, and I'm incredibly proud.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be hard to beat.
Indeed. I'm a crack, but
I'm going to be very formal and say, good morning, Attorney. Have a good day.
You too. Enjoy your
Enjoy
weekend.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Thank you.
Bye.
That was Jacqueline Symes, Attorney General. And this is actually, she said, the first bill that she's passed
Isn't
as Attorney General.
Isn't that wonderful,
Maka? What a marker.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.